Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I have been waiting for you all week. Yes, this is Susan F. Rosario right here on Faith Walk Radio every Sunday on KKHT 100.7 The Word. And as always, I am fired up and ready to share with you today what the Lord has laid on my heart. So dust off your ears and open up your mind's eye and get ready to receive. I am just going to jump right into the message today, but before I do, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show again, and as always, it is truly an honor to share the good news of Jesus Christ every week. It has been such a blessing in my own life, and I hope you hear something that will encourage you to know that the Word of God is alive and doing great things in the lives of people all over the world. Also, as you know, sharing stories of faith, hope, healing, and breakthrough in many areas of life is always my focus to help you see through the eyes of your faith that God is always willing to show you His way of life through the Word of God, which is the Bible. I call it the Holy Scriptures. And oh my, do I have a word for you today through the Holy Scriptures. So again, are you ready to receive? I hope you enjoyed today's message titled, Are You a Wannabe? Sounds interesting, right? Are you a wannabe? Well, you are right. Today's message is interesting as well as informative, in part touching on basic steps that you can take to help avoid becoming the victim in your own life. Yes, we're talking about, are you a wannabe? And as a result of that, are you a victim in your own life? And I'm going to break that down for you here shortly, but the first thought of the day is this. Are you playing the victim role in your life? Are you frustrated with others because you feel as though others are not catering to your personal wants and needs? Sounds familiar to anyone? Because if that is you, continue to listen in because I have just a solution to help you begin to take control and responsibility of your own life. You got it? Another question for you before I get started is this. Are you creating your own opportunities by working hard towards the future you want for yourself? Are you creating your own opportunities by working hard towards the future you want for yourself? So you have to think, what is it that I want? What are my goals? What are my dreams in life? And then physically do something that will put you one step closer to your dream, right? You follow me? So moving on, again, the message today, which is titled, Are You a Wannabe? I hope will leave you laughing really hard and thinking good thoughts, but more importantly, leave you with the understanding that wanting the good life is about physically doing something to get it. My first thought of the day is this. Are you ready? If you are looking to have a successful career, but refuse to get up and do something about becoming successful, then guess what? You won't be successful. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, it is simple, folks. It's like 1, 2, 3, ABC. Remember those? 1 + 1 = 2. I don't mean to insult anyone, just having a little fun here. You see, there's nothing complicated about wanting something more out of life and then physically getting up and going after it. You got it? So again, in saying that, the first step is to at least try to do something. If you don't try, then nothing will ever happen. Remember, it is not where you start, it is where you finish. So don't feel bad about where you are in life. Wherever you are, it's okay as long as you begin to do something better for your life. So every day is the beginning of a big, bright future. You just have to start. Whether it's today or tomorrow, you just have to get up and say, in my mind and in my heart, I'm going to try to do better with my life. You got it? So after saying all of that, are you a wannabe today? Are you willing to develop your gifts and talents in order to have a successful future? It is never too late. I don't care how young, how old, God is always willing. If you're willing to connect with the Word of God, which is the Bible and the Scriptures, so that you can get instructions in reference to what God wants for your life. I know I'm drilling you a little today on this, but I really need you to see what I'm trying to say. Not just hear me, but play it back in your mind and think about my question here. Will you do that? So again, are you a wannabe today? Are you willing to develop your gifts and your talents in order to have a successful future? It is never too late. You got it? So again, are you a wannabe? Are you willing to develop your gifts and talents in order to have a successful future tomorrow? And let me give you a little background on my wannabe. A wannabe is someone who decides that they want to be successful at the expense and resources of someone else. However, they may not be aware of such behavior, but it does exist in those who blame everyone and everything around them but themselves for the outcome of their present situation. You got it? I have been there. I know. You fall into different mindsets in your life and you say, it's too late for me. I can never do this. I can never do that. I have good news for you out there. You can do anything through the Word of God. When you're living your life, when your heart and your mind is connected with the Lord opens up a vast of opportunities for you. You follow me? So don't ever let anyone tell you it's too late. It will never be too late for God to change your life. You follow me? Are you still out there? You see, when you become the victim, you are allowing your life to play out like a Hollywood movie. It becomes fiction, false, fake, whatever you want to call it. It's not the real you because it's not really what you want to do with your life. So you begin to just exist in life, and then the anger, the disappointment sets in, and so many things come after that. You got it? You see, when you play the victim role in your own life, you're only hurting yourself. You see, therefore, reality doesn't exist in your mind. You are no longer thinking or creating your own opportunities in order to better your life. More than likely, you are thinking, who can I get to cater to my needs today? Make sense? I'm having a little fun here. I often do that on a serious topic, although I'm very serious about connecting with the Lord and letting the Lord change your mind and change your heart so that you can accomplish some of the things that you want to accomplish while you exist on this earth. You got it? So before I move on, I want to give you the true definition of what I think the victim role is. And here it is. The victim role is when you decide that your success is the responsibility of someone else. It is someone else's responsibility to make me happy, to make me have joy, to make me get up and love life in the morning. It's someone else's responsibility. And if they're not doing that, they're insensitive to my needs. Again, folks, I don't want to beat up on you. I just love you, and I just want you to understand the Lord wants you to connect with Him spiritually by reading the Word of God, reading the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. You got it? Now, moving on, I do want to say not everyone is a victim. We often act out certain things in our life due to failure or disappointment. So let me continue on with my Hollywood movie script here as it relates to the victim role. The victim role is just how it sounds, like a Hollywood movie. And the draft of my script goes like this. You ready? You must act as if you are working hard. But in fact, you insist that everyone else around you should work hard on your behalf because they should understand that you are unable to do all the things that they did to get ahead because you have many conditions that prevent you from pursuing a life filled with opportunity. And here's the second part of the script. So you are unable to prosper in many areas of your life, your finances, having peace, celebrating life, having joy every day, searching for a higher paying job, staying positive, getting up every morning, and physically doing something, just anything to help you overcome those situations that have kept your life in turmoil all this time because you are paralyzed in your mind. Got it? And the script ends there. But you are paralyzed in your mind and can no longer help yourself. At least that's what you think. That's what you told yourself all this time. I can't do all these things because I have a condition. And I'm going to get into those conditions that paralyze our mind shortly, and I am going to connect it in the book of John, the 5th chapter, verses 5 through 9. But I just want to share this really quick before I get into that. You are paralyzed in your mind when you tell yourself no, because when you tell yourself no, everything in life stops at that point. No, I can't do this. No, that'll never happen to me. I'm never the lucky one. I'm not blessed that way. No, 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 I never really learned what I needed to learn, and no, 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 and no again, and so now your mind is paralyzed. And if you're not careful, this will be your reality for 38 years, which brings me to John chapter 5, verses 5 through 9, and it talks about a man being paralyzed for 38 years, but Jesus gave him the option to be healed, and because he was paralyzed in his mind, and he kept telling himself no, he was unable to receive his healing. Because although Jesus did eventually heal the man right on the spot, but prior to his healing, he waited 38 years, as I just said, because he was waiting for someone else to put him in the pool of water. Which, during that time, at the pool of Bethesda, the Bible talks about when the water would stir up at certain times, it was known that if you got into the water during that time, you would receive a healing. You got it? So the man waited 38 years to receive his healing when all he had to do was tell himself, yes, I can do this today. At least I'm going to try. You got it? Now, moving on, I do understand that the paralytic man and the function of his body was limited to what he could actually do. But folks, I have to tell you, there are always ways to be creative to get positive results no matter what you are faced with in your life. My thoughts are, if God made it possible, then at least I can try. You got it? Again, today's message title, Are You a Wannabe?, focuses on eliminating excuses and getting down to the nitty-gritty of why you are unable to succeed and accomplish great things in your life. Could it be because you are waiting for someone else to make it happen for you? Are you waiting for someone else to make it happen for you? If you answered no, oh, I am so happy that we both agree that absolutely nothing will happen in your life unless you physically do something about what you want to see happen. So yes, no matter how you look at it, without physically doing something about what you want to see happen, your actions are in vain. Simply put, faith is D-E-A-D dead. Because there's a scripture in the Bible that says, faith without works is dead. You follow me? But that's a whole nother message, and the Lord knows I hammered away at this point almost every message. But for now, John 5 verses 5 through 9, finally, here it goes, tells a complete story of how a man wants to be made well physically in his body, but finds himself 38 years later, still wanting, still hoping, and still waiting for someone to make it happen for him. So here we go, verse 5. Now a man was there who had been disabled for 38 years. Verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there, and when he realized that the man had been disabled a long time already, he said to him, Do you want to be made well? Verse 7, the sick man answered him, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up while I am trying to get into the water, someone else goes down there before me. Verse 8, Jesus said to him, Stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Verse 9, immediately the man was healed and he picked up his mat and started walking. So now, here we go, folks. The paralytic man sat by the pool of water, watched it stir up many times, and never thought to just roll himself into the water. You know, that is too much information not to agree with me here. Rolling himself into the water could have possibly been a solution to his suffering, right? Since he never tried, he will never know. So rolling himself into the water, I mean roll on one shoulder and then on the other shoulder, or asking for assistance would have been physically doing something about what he wanted to see happen, right? Take a look at verse 6 again with me. And take notice of this. When Jesus asked the man a question, which I find very interesting, he never answered. So here it is, John 5 and 6. When Jesus saw the man lying there, and when he realized that the man had been disabled a long time already, he said to him, Do you want to be made well? And here's verse 7. Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up while I am trying to get into the water, someone else goes down there before me. Interesting, right? So based on my understanding of these scriptures, the man became the victim. He was not willing to take full responsibility for his own situation. His response to Jesus' question was, I have no one to put me in the pool. This is not a response in line with the question. The question was very simple. Jesus says to him, Do you want to be made well? That would be a yes or no, right? Personally, I believe Jesus was looking for the man to demonstrate faith. But what I find most interesting was the man avoided the question altogether and decided to blame his reason for not getting in the pool on someone else. Take a look at verse 7 again. Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up while I am trying to get into the water, someone else goes down there before me. Before I continue on with this scripture, I just need to throw this point in really quick. I believe folks become the victim in their own lives when depression and disappointment sets in. After years of failing at something will tear you down mentally and spiritually, I know. But let me move on because I don't have much time left. Back to the message of the day, which is a question. Are you a wannabe? So I challenge you today to wake up and take notice of all the tools you have to fix what is broken in your life. Tools in terms of your faith. faith that can overtake the biggest mountain and those roadblocks that always seem to get in your way of pressing forward by telling yourself yes as opposed to no. So my prayer for everyone listening to this message today is to begin to mentally and physically push yourself. Have you decided to believe in healing in your body, healing in your marriage, healing in your finances, healing in your children, healing on your job, healing in all aspects of your life? If you have made that decision today, pick up your bed and walk as Jesus instructed the paralytic man to do. Then you are opening up the windows of heaven for God to take notice of your commitment to have faith in knowing that all things are possible when you believe and trust and act on the word of God. You got it? I have to take a quick break. I don't want to. I want to continue talking and ministering to you, but I do because I am running out of time. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, play a song I personally recorded to encourage you on your faith walk journey with Christ. And I will be right back.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Have you ever heard of Good Short Books by Joyce Fields and Anita Jones? If you haven't, I am here to tell you it is the best quick read ever. Inspiring books that will touch the entire family on raising kids, loving dogs, creating successful relationships, dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis, decreasing bullying, and so much more. Good Short Books by Joyce Fields and Anita Jones are in fact short books, but with an encouraging and powerful message in each and every one of them. Go to goodshortbooks.com. That's goodshortbooks.com and invest in your reading pleasure today.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com. gfdmwebdesign.com. And you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome back to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I had a wonderful time sharing the Word of God with you. I pray you feel inspired and hopeful and finally ready to face any challenge that comes your way. Because yesterday is gone forever and tomorrow may never come. But you do have today, you do have this very moment to grow and prosper in every part of your life. I pray you remember during the next week that God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. As promised, take a listen to a song called Faith Walk I wrote to encourage you along your faith walk journey with Christ. And I will be right back.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone.
that, ladies and gentlemen, will conclude my time with you today. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Susan F. Rosario, right here on Faith Walk Radio, every Sunday on KKHT 100.7 The Word. As always, God bless you all, and Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.